like spring. You can be sure I will never stop believing. The blushing rose that will climb. Thank you.
You're listening to the sound of a spring evening, recorded right here on Outlaw Ridge, deep in the woods of Maine, on the first day of May, 2020. Hey, this is Rockin' Randy with another show in our series, Pandemic Music to Live By. Well, as you can hear, spring has indeed arrived at WOOD Radio, and we're going to celebrate the occasion with music inspired by this special time of the year. It's a show I've actually been looking forward to putting together for a while. We've got special guests lined up again today and some great music, so I hope you'll stick around and join me. We started the show with the gravelly voice of our friend Tom Waits singing You Can Never Hold Back Spring. That's off his 2006 album Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. It's sort of an alternative record double album that he put out back in 2006. Very interesting if you like some traditional sounds, traditional music that he performs, and it's just all in all a very interesting album. You can never go wrong with Tom Waits, always experimenting and pushing the envelope. After a short segue of peepers, we turned 180 degrees and started to listen to some classical sounds of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, featuring the violin of Janine Jansen. She released this album in 2005, and we heard, of course, the familiar Concerto No. 1 in E major, the first Allegro movement of the piece simply titled Spring. Well, I hope you're having a good week and enjoying some spring weather wherever you may be listening from. Apparently, the pandemic curves are beginning to flatten a bit around the country as people slowly begin to venture out and engage in the world we all left behind. It's been over a month now. We'll have to see how this all plays out in the coming months. A lot of people still very nervous about catching this killer COVID-19 virus. And I'm going to say, at least here in this real area of the country, people are back outside digging in their gardens, stacking wood, raking lawns, fishing, you know, generally enjoying the beautiful place we live in this beautiful time of year when our cold, frigid landscape comes to life. The birds return. Love is in the air, if you will, and it's springtime, and it's something I think we've all needed for a while, so it's certainly welcome up here on the ridge. I guess social distancing and face masks have become the new norm, but again, if you're all alone outside and you're in a rural area or a place where there aren't other people, you can enjoy spring without the mask. And, you know, maybe get in touch with the natural environment around where you live as just part of the experience. This is changing our lives in many ways. Hopefully some of them are good. Well, speaking of good things, why don't we listen to another original tune by our good friend Todd Burrows. If you've been listening to the show in the past, you know Todd's a friend of ours who lives in nearby New Gloucester, and he sent over a piece. I think it was maybe in the second show, Todd, that we played your piece, and I'm afraid I don't remember the title of it, but I do remember it having a very interesting mix of sounds from NASA that were recorded in space that you were playing with. And hey, that's cool when you can sample real life and mix it with music. It's a beautiful thing. Here's an appropriate piece that Todd sent me for this week's show that he's calling That Spring Morning. Todd, I hope you're getting some real springtime weather and enjoying it, that you're out in your garden, your beautiful garden, and getting some fresh air. Thanks so much for writing and staying in touch these weeks and letting me know what's up. I really appreciate it. If any of my listeners out there are so moved, please send me a note. Let me know what you're thinking and how you're feeling. You can reach me at randyvisser@emmy.com. That's the email address to reach Rockin' Randy. All right, let's listen to Todd's That Spring Morning. And Todd, take good care. We'll be seeing you around soon enough. And again, thanks for doing this.
Sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in. He got water all in his eyeball. There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Mosquito, he fly high, mosquito, he fly low. The old mosquito lands on me, well, he ain't gonna fly no more. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Sitting on a railroad track, his heart was all a flutter. Along come a choo-choo on the track, toot-toot peanut butter. Oh, ain't no bugs on me, there ain't no bugs on me. Girls, baby bugs on some of you mugs, there ain't no bugs on me. Have a to bite them. And littler bugs are still littler bugs, and so ad infinitum. Oh, ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. As I went walking through the woods, humming a tune so gaily, the wind come whistling through the trees and froze my ukulele. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Oh, there ain't no flies on me. There ain't no flies on me. There may be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me. Oh, there ain't no lobsters on me. There ain't no lobsters on me. There may be lobsters on some of you mobsters, but there ain't no lobsters on me. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the hell can the old folks tell? It ain't gonna rain no more. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Yeah.
now, little Jimi Hendrix from Rockin' Randy. How about that on WOOD radio, where you never know what you're going to hear, Vivaldi's Four Seasons or Jimi Hendrix throwing a little rain down on us. It is spring, after all. That was off his Electric Lady album, released, believe it or not, 52 years ago. How about that? 1968. Can you believe it? Where were you? 1968. That's his tune. Then the rain came out. And it has, as have the Bugs. Before that, we heard Dave Grisman and Jerry Garcia, a great pair of songsters that love to play music together, put out a lot of cool music over the years. This is off their album, Not For Kids. This is their tunes, There Ain't No Bugs On Me. And at one point they sing No Lobsters On Me. Not sure where that came from, but there it was. Well, as promised, Rockin' Randy has another check-in segment lined up in tonight's show with some good friends. But first, let's pull those peepers out of the background and listen to one of my favorite go-to tunes, a song that I learned to play on the guitar many years ago, off an album that one of my early albums I bought back in the 70s. This was a band, Ozark Mountain Daredevils, off their album, It'll Shine When It Shines, one of the songs I love to play still these days, called It Probably Always Will. Very fitting song, I always feel, for where I ended up here on this ridge in the deep woods of Maine. Hey, we'll be right back with some old friends. I hope you'll enjoy coming up soon. This is Ozark Mountain Daredevils, It Probably Always Will.
I've got a mountain of dreams to climb before I get to that house on the hill that keeps the lady of my morning in a brown earthen pot on the sill of a window that looks out across the valley, probably always will. Make sure no one is watching me, like every good and successful thief. And maybe tomorrow when the sun goes down, I'll have put an end to this grief by giving myself a potted plant and a rainbow, calling it a wreath. By God, I'm gonna climb that hill if it takes every bit of my mind. In the morning, the early summer breezes call me away from my warm sleeping bed and fill me up with expectations of filling this hole my head that was left long ago, somewhere in my lifetime, left me feeling dead. She's the energy that runs my day, and the first star out at night. My God, I've got a mountain of dreams to climb before I get to that house on the hill that keeps the lady of my morning in the brown earthen pot on the sill of the window that looks out across the valley, probably always. We'll be right back.
WOOD Radio. You're listening to Rockin' Randy, and we're back with our live guests this week, checking in with some old friends from Michigan, a place that I grew up in and spent some formidable years. And some of those formidable years, I got a chance to play music with some great friends who are joining me now, live on the line from West Michigan. Gentlemen, how's everybody?
Doing great.
Woo! Sweet.
Yeah. So let me introduce my guest today, John Cousy, old buddy of mine who, again, we've probably been playing music together, John, since we first met in college back in Willie J. And then a couple of brothers who I had the great fortune of meeting. First, the older brother, Zort Ziffel, as he's called, Bob Swanson. Good friend, a mighty good friend from way back, and his brother Jody, or Ardo. Is that what that's what you go by?
Ardo.
Yeah, man. So it's really cool to catch up with you guys. I talk with John every now and then, but really haven't you know connected with Zort and Ardo in a long time. So it's really cool to see you guys and to hear your voices and. And thanks for sending me some music. We got some cool demo tunes that I'll be playing later in the show. But yeah, I just thought we'd have a chat and see what's happening in West Michigan. What's going on? Is it spring over there?
Spring has sprung.
Yeah, beautiful out here.
What have you been
70s.
Up? Yeah.
And the water's high.
Yeah, at the
very
lake.
High.
Oh, I know. John has a. Family camp on Lake Michigan that unfortunately had to be taken down. I remember one night sleeping out at least one night on that picnic table out front of your place right on Lake Michigan, John, overlooking the dunes. Beautiful scene. But yeah, the lake is, the water's high, huh?
Even the rivers are high.
Huh. Wow. So what's going on? Have you guys been isolating yourselves? You've been taking good care?
Yes.
In a word, yes.
Yeah, we have that quarantine thing, so we limit our time outside. I change my shopping to where I try to shop for 2 weeks supplies, you know, about all I can handle because I usually got to get some fresh veggies and stuff, but. Yeah, so it's changed. Things have changed a little bit.
Yeah.
I've been moderately careful, although probably not as careful as my wife is, but it's been kind of, it's been fairly, you know, light here. I wouldn't say that we're anywhere near having the problems that Detroit is having.
Right.
But I still go out with a mask and, you know, try and stay away from people and not touch things that other people touch.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. You got to take this seriously.
That's been one of the nice things about it. John has to wear a mask.
Quite yeah, well, John, with a full beard.
I was going to say, John walks around with a mask on. He's got one of the larger beards, as does Zort. Actually, all three of you guys have great, great gray beards that, you know, I love. And, yeah,
That's to help fit our bottom feeder image.
Well, that's cool. Like you guys have a band, an ensemble that you play out with called Catfish Johnny and the Bottom Feeders. Great title for a band, by the way. Catfish Johnny's not with us on this call, but this must be, you know, problematic for you guys if you can't get together now. What are you doing?
Well. Woodshedding.
Yeah. Woodshedding.
We're talking Catfish. About getting together.
This is
all right. Who's going to talk?
You.
I was going to mention that, you know, Catfish Johnny the Body Beards is really kind of a super group because we all play in other bands. Jody's doesn't play in a band, but he's a solo songwriter.
Yeah, good
playing
songwriter.
In another band, an Irish band, and Zort plays in a mandolin orchestra. So it's really more of a side project that we're doing.
Yeah,
We've been together maybe 4 years, Zort. would you say?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
So how do you pick your tunes? Do you have a book that you're working off from, or where do you go for inspiration, and how does that work?
Mainly play by ear, and then we've chord stuff out, and then or we'll grab it off the internet like everyone else. But you know, we put our own twist on it. We don't always play like someone else would play on a record. We do our own leads, that kind of stuff.
You guys are all accomplished musicians and have been doing this. I mean, when we first met, we were in our 20s, guys, at least, you know, John and Jody and I were just a little older, but not much. And I mean, it was
early 20s.
Yeah, early 20s. I was really introduced in many ways to this whole concept of a jam. You know, like I remember we would get together and it wasn't like, oh, we've got to play these tunes, you know, and practice for the gig. It was, hey, who's got something?
Well, for me, you know, what we're playing with Cafe De Johnny is mainly old blues and pre-amplified types of music. But that's not always true because we throw in a Bruce Springsteen tune once in a while. We kind of make it sound old, or we might... you know, take a song that is well known and make it unknown by us playing it.
But we do think like sort of Neil Young's Americana album he did.
Yeah,
where he takes traditional songs and then changes the chords and you know makes it. So that's what we kind of do, that kind of thing.
Put your own individual
of his songs.
Yeah, put your individual spin on you know on a traditional tune.
A lot of major to minor type songs. It'll be written in a major and we'll throw a bunch of minor chords in, make it sound weird.
That's good. I mean, I Zort, you have a very deep playbook in my memory because you really have ranged you know, in playing with a lot of different kinds of musicians and people doing different genres of music. Your kids play, you know, your daughter plays unique music. I mean, how are you kids, by the way? How's the family?
The kids are great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Aaron's stuck over in India.
Oh, wow.
He went over there to meditate, and he felt safer to stay in there, so he's staying there.
Yeah. Anybody playing music these days?
Yeah, Bram has a band called Barking Mad. It's a punk band out of Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
And it's all original stuff.
Cool.
And so he plays regularly and has got a few albums.
Yeah.
And then my daughter Allegra's got several projects.
Yeah, I remember her always being into it. Yeah.
Yeah, she just got back from Ghana, Africa.
Wow.
Where she learned the African fiddle, two-string fiddle, and some drumming, and
wow,
an African type of harp instrument.
Interesting.
What's called. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been on that musical journey from very young age, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah. She played with me at festival when she was 12 years old.
Wow, that's
great.
Backed
me up on my original songs there, yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool thing, I think, to be able to share music with, you know, people you love.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you were talking about jamming, and one of the things about jamming, especially when you're early on, is all we knew were like four chords anyways.
Yeah.
You know, you were forced to jam, and it was hard to get lost.
Yeah.
A little bit, I was thinking, because, you know, one of the things that helped me out, two things that helped me out. One is I discovered alternate tunings.
Yeah.
And also, I'm making sounds with my finger positions didn't matter. I was just exploring sounds and rhythm and stuff like that. And it was really opened my door for exploration in terms of just jamming, you know, just playing. Yeah.
And you picked up the fiddle, I see. And, you know, that's a fun instrument to jam with.
Yeah, I tried to get my grandson into music. He's got like perfect pitch, and he would listen. He would play with me in my bedroom when I was practicing. He'd come in and pick up instruments and just play. But in fact, he'd tell me when I did something wrong when he was like 4 years old.
Wow.
So I tried to get him into the violin. He wasn't really interested, but I took an interest in it. And that's been very liberating as well. Yeah. That was the second thing.
Yeah.
Taking up the fiddle, because that's completely different than all the other stringed instruments that I'd been playing.
Right. Fretless.
Fretless up with a bow. Yeah. And it forced me to really just play by ear.
Cool.
You know, and listen and really listen to everybody.
Exactly. That's part of what I was trying to say earlier, really, is it is about listening. You have to listen when you're jamming. You have to listen to the other players. You have to really, you know, give your music some space and allow people to move in different directions.
And play with other people. You know, the worst thing about a jam is someone who just takes off and doesn't listen to everybody else.
Yep. Yeah, that's happened for sure. For sure. But yeah, it's one of those things that it's part of, you know, your evolution as a musician, I guess. And everybody has a little different path that they're on. But I just have great fond memories of jamming with you guys back in the day. So I'm really cool to catch up with you all these years later. I mean, we're talking now, I want to give it all away, 30, 35 years, guys? Are we talking
40? I think 40? It's 42, around 40.
Now, 40.
There you go. We're talking about grandkids here, and it's I don't think we had that in our vision at the time. So, well, it's really cool catching up with everyone.
Love you, man.
Yeah.
Love your show. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
You're welcome. It's
been a real treat.
You're
welcome. Been a real treat.
Oh, that's cool. I appreciate that very much. It's a little odd trying to do, quote, a radio show. You know, it's being recorded, obviously, but I found that it's given me a new way of listening to music, you know, between the shows, and I've enjoyed that part of it. As I sit here and do the show, I think about people like you, and to know that you're listening helps. It really does.
Right.
So, so let's hear something from Catfish Johnny and the Bottom Feeders. John sent me some demos. Zora, you got something you want to introduce?
Well, you said springtime is kind of your theme, right?
Yeah, that's what we're kind of focusing on today.
So why don't you do the Crawdad song?
Oh, yeah. The Crawdad song.
Classic.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll totally do that.
This is the Catfish Johnny and the Bottom Feeders.
Guys, it's been great catching up, and stay safe, stay healthy, take care of your families. We'll see you again soon. This is Catfish Johnny and the Bottom Feeders doing Crawdad Song. Yeehaw!
Get up, old man, you slept too late, honey.
Honey.
Get up, old man, you slept too late, babe.
Sugar, babe.
Get up, old man, you slept too late. Crawdad man done passed your gate. Honey, oh, sugar, baby, mine. Jody Roy.
say to the drake, honey,
honey.
Heard the duck say to the drake, babe,
sugar babe.
Heard the duck say to the drake, ain't no crawdads in that lake, honey, oh sugar baby mine. Who's that crawdad crawling round, honey? Who's that crawdad crawling round, babe?
Sugar babe.
Who's that crawdad crawling round? Why, he's a mayor of crawdad town, honey, oh sugar baby mine. Come on, boys.
Cry, taste the salt in your tea.
a picture in a mirror. Fancy shoes to grace our feet. All there is a slow road to freedom. Heaven above and the devil beneath. Walking the line between faith and fear. This life don't last forever. When you cry, I taste the salt in your tears.
When I was young, I lived in a world of dreams, of moods and myths and illusionary schemes. Though now I'm much more grown up, I fear that I must own up to the fact that I'm in doubt of what the modern cynics shout of. They say it's spring, this feeling light as a feather. They say this thing, this magic we share together, came with the weather too. They say it's May that's made me daft as a daisy. It's May, they say, that gave the whole world this crazy, heavenly, hazy hue. I'm a lark on the wing. I'm the spark of a firefly's fling. Yet to me, this must be something more than a seasonal thing. Could it be spring? Those bells that I can hear ringing, it may be spring. But when the robin stops singing, you're what I'm clinging to. Though they say it's spring, it's you. Sing that when a heart's sympathetic, it's merely spring. Then poets' plights are pathetic, though I'm poetic too. They say it's spring. For lovers, there's where the lure is. That evil thing for which September the cure is, this they are sure is true. Though I know that it's so, that my fancy may turn in the spring with the right one in sight. One can find a perpetual thing. Did I need spring to bring the ring that you bought me, though it was spring? That wondrous day that you caught me, darling, I thought we knew that it wasn't spring, 'twas you.
They say it's spring, but apparently 'twas you, by none other than Margareth Blossom Deary. That's a real name. She was referred to as Blossom Deary back in the 40s, 50s, 60s. Recorded a bunch of stuff on the Verve label. This particular album was released in 1958 under the title Give Him the Ooh La La. And she certainly does that. Pretty cool. Blossom Deary from 1958, They Say It's Spring. How's that for a little spring inspiration, a little inspiration for all of you lovers out there? We hope you've enjoyed today's show, a little inspiration for spring, however you may celebrate the season. Before Blossom Deary, we heard a slow, folky bluegrass tune by Old Crow Medicine Show, one of my favorite bands. That was off their 2004, I don't remember if it was their debut album, but it was one of their early albums. It was the self-titled Old Crow Medicine Show, and it went to the top of the Billboard charts, mostly because of their tune Wagon Wheel off that record. We listened to a different tune called We're All in This Together, where they sing Walk in the Line Between Faith and Fear. Well put, guys. And we started the set off with that fun demo cut from our friends Catfish Johnny and the Bottom Feeders, doing a great classic jam tune, crawdad song, if you will. What you gonna do? You get a line, I'll get a pole, we'll go fishing down the crawdad hole. Thanks, Zort, for singing that one. Loved it. Love you guys. Man, it's time to get the fishing poles out for sure. I'm feeling it big time. Thanks for the reminder. And thanks to all of you guys, John Cousy and the Swanson brothers, Bob and Jody, for doing our catch-up today. That was fun. Really enjoyed hearing you guys. And stay safe. Keep playing music, and we'll catch up with you down the road soon enough. Well, we're about out of time for this week's show. Hope you've enjoyed it. Had fun time putting it together. A lot of good tunes connected with this time of year, and didn't get to all of them. But I'm thinking in a later show here, we'll pick up a lot of the tunes that fell on the floor, so to speak, in these last five or six shows. A lot of good music still to play for y'all. You can find all the pandemic music shows I've recorded so far. This is show number six, 6 weeks quarantined, so to speak, up on the ridge here. You can find those tunes on my website, Standing Oak Media, all one word, standingoakmedia.com. And yeah, looking forward to next week's show. Going to do a special show next week with some very special guests. You'll have to tune in for that. We'll be celebrating Mother's Day, which is happening this coming weekend. And, you know, be sure to thank your mom if she's still around, or any mom for that matter, any mom that you know, thank them for all of us for putting up with humanity as such as we are. It's part of our spring tradition here on the ridge. So let's finish off the show then with a couple more tunes. The first tune is a great little piece just produced by my good friend Jeffrey Kim. Jeff, again, is somebody we've heard on the show before, based out of Winooski, Vermont, teaches at UVM, and I just finished watching a cool hour-long practice or performance session that he did from his living room, a live feed on Facebook, and it was really cool, Jeff. I if you're listening to the show, I appreciate all that you do. Keep playing music. It's so inspirational for me and others. The tune we're going to hear is actually, it's interesting, this is the bass track that Jeff recorded where he plays the guitar and then he layers his clarinet over top of it. It's beautiful. He then took this bass piece and passed it on to a larger group of musicians in the Burlington area, I believe, many of whom are attached to his band, Guagua. And they layered on their instruments over Jeff's tracks, and they created a pretty cool mix of this particular tune. So maybe we'll listen to the full-on mix in another show in the future. But we'll also finish out tonight's show then with another tune that says a lot about spring, really. I couldn't do a show on spring without this particular tune. We'll end the show with, especially here in Maine, because the composer, musician is somebody who lives here in Maine, and I think you'll recognize the voice of our very own Dave Mallett. So he'll be singing a classic for you at the end of the show. He sings, listen for this line where he sings, "Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land." It's a great way to end this particular show. Get out, take some walks, get some fresh air, make sure you're staying healthy through all of this. Check in with your friends, check in with me if you get a chance, send me an email, and keep on rocking, keep on dancing, keep on living. We'll get through this all together. Take care, please, and get those seeds in the ground. And get your fishing pole out if that's something you like to do. Here's Jeff Kim with his original tune, Rhubarb Cake. Take good care.
Garden road. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling. Stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, cause the time is close at hand. And grain for grain, the sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. And tune my body and my brain to the music from the land. This garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come. Thank you.
straight and long, and temper them with prayer and song. And Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. An old crow watching hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. And in my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Up there. And inch by inch, row by row, gonna make the garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm these